changes to the public pickup area at Sydney Airport could see you paying more. People using the current free parking zone for pickups near the domestic terminals are going to be hit with fresh charges of up to $4 for 15 minutes. The new free parking zone for public pickups will be moved further away, about 500 metres from the terminals. Craig Norton is the General Manager of Parking and Ground Transport at Sydney Airport. He joins me on the line. G'day, Craig.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm okay. This can be a little confusing, so let's go through this slowly and make sure that everyone can follow what we're talking about. So there is this little area, it's a tiny little area between the T2 and T3 terminals in the domestic area of Sydney Airport. And in this area, if you're lucky enough to time your arrival perfectly, you can go into this little area for free for 10 minutes. And if your family member happens to hop off a flight right in that 10-minute window, they jump in the car, you drive out without a charge. But it's been messy in there and you're changing it. Can you tell us what you're doing to that area first?
Yeah, Ben, listen, I think you're absolutely spot on in that that demand for that area far outstrips the supply in terms of the number of spaces that we've got in there. So what we're doing is we're actually going to move it into the multi-storey car park, the first one that you come to as you come into the precinct, and expand the number of spaces so they're up to 700.
At the moment, there's only 50 spots.
There's only 50 spots. So we're moving that to 700, and we're going to increase the amount of free time that you have available up from 10 minutes to 15 minutes.
Okay, so 10 minutes to 15 minutes. So 15 minutes for free, but you'll have to travel further on foot to be able to get there because it's further away from where you need to be.
Yeah, look, it's probably another couple of minutes walk from the existing area. So it's not too far, but it's absolutely is a little bit further. But we're also introducing an option if anyone doesn't feel comfortable doing that, then they can catch the Blue Emu Express bus, which leaves directly outside the terminal, and that's a free shuttle bus out to the Blue Emu car park, and we're offering 1 hour free parking out there.
Okay, so let's forget about the free parking for a moment. The area that used to be the free parking, that little dog box between the T2 and the T3, that's now going to be paid, but who's that for? That's for anyone who wants to use it.
Yeah, we're going to set that up as a e-tag access area. So anyone that's got an e-tag that you use for the bridge or the tunnel will be able to get access into that area. We expect that a number of the ride-sharing organisations may choose to use that area as well. That'll be available for the general public. And we'll also open it up for pre-booked taxis who want to pick up in there, as well as limousines that want to pick up in there as well.
All right, it'll be $4 for the first 15 minutes, $8 between 15 minutes and half an hour, $20 between half an hour and 1 hour. If you go between 1 hour and 2 hours, $30. 2 hours and 3 hours, $40. And it's capped at $71.40 when you stay for 24 hours. We had a call from Mary who was concerned about parking spots for the elderly and people who are disabled in some way or who might need a wheelchair. How will that work for them?
So the disabled pickup areas that are directly outside both T2 and T3 will absolutely remain in place. And just on those prices, you're absolutely right in that you can see the escalation there, and that's because it's designed to be a pickup area, not a parking area. For those that want to park, what I'd encourage them to do is book online. You can get $10 for 1 hour, $15 for 2 hours, and you're right outside the terminals in that car park.
Okay, last year, according to our records here, Sydney Airport's car park revenue was up almost 5% to $127 million. Are you going to make even more out of these changes?
In fact, what we're doing is we're expanding the number of free areas, where free spaces, we're actually going to be certainly not making any more money, probably the other way. But really what this is designed to do is to make the experience easier and better for people. After all, what we want them to do is to be able to get in and out of the airport as quickly as they possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, that little box that used to be for free that's now associated with a charge, you'll make some more money out of that, because a lot of people might think, all right, well, I'm happy to pay the $4 or the $8 just to make sure that I'm going to be nice and close and that people are going to be able to jump in the car the moment they're off the plane.
And I guess that's what we're doing, is providing choice. So you have the choice of free, the choice of that priority paid area. You have the choice of free out at the Blue Emu for up to 1 hour. So it's absolutely up to the individuals the way they want to pick up at the airport.
Good to talk to you, Craig. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ben.
Craig Norton, General Manager of Parking and Ground Transport at Sydney Airport.